CoastalNation.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And I mean it.
I mean it.
Of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It's Tuesday, February 7th, 2012. And you have with you on this warm day in the state of Minnesota, which is probably the weirdest winter I've ever been alive. They are chemtrailing like crazy in the state of Minnesota. You don't know what chemtrails are? Go online. Check it out. Pretty crazy stuff, folks. It should be about 3 to 4 feet
yep.
deep of snow here in the state of Minnesota, and you can see the grass
mm-hmm.
all across the state for the most part.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff. You got Bradley and Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-choicers, the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you'd like to know who we are and you want to see our little faces, go to Sons of Liberty Radio online, sonsoflibertyradio.com online. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do. I'm getting friend requests on a daily basis, and I just totally appreciate that you guys are listening up and responding. It's Bradley Dean, it's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And again, a heads up if you'd like to be a part of the show today. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio, and I'm going to do my best to shut up for 30 seconds because I'm going to shoot it over to the other guy, and he's going to give you some heads-up news. Pretty crazy stuff happening in California.
Now, many of you have heard about this most recent, or not Supreme Court, but the appellate courts holding up this Proposition 8 as though it's unconstitutional. Now, I have a question for everybody.
Over the voice of 7 million Californians.
That's right. That's right, which is the key to this whole thing. I have a question for everybody, because you're not going to understand why this is so corrupt. Now, maybe you don't like homosexuality. Maybe that's why you're against it. And that's a decent reason.
31 states have been, yes.
But it goes beyond that. The point is that it can't be law in this country. And this is why. Now, on this question, I need you to call in and give me the answer.
It's
the United States is going to war, or the United States are going to war. If you don't understand how to answer that question, you're not going to understand why it is unlawful what the judges are doing. So I'll ask it again. The United States is going to war, or the United States are going to war. Which one? Now, as we move forward in the Constitution, it says in the beginning, we the people of the United States.
Concerning homosexual marriage.
That's right. We the people of the United States. So it's we the people of the United States, the states united. The people in the state make up their government and make up what they decide should be in their state constitutions. They can federate together on a federal level. If you're in a state like California, and you, the people of California, decide, which they did in a vote, in a referendum, and they decided that marriage should not be given, the term marriage should not be applied to same-sex couples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if many of you are aware of it, but under Governor Schwarzenegger, same-sex couples have plenty of rights in California.
He's a sick whack. He's a piece of work, that guy is.
They didn't want to stop at their rights because it's not about their rights. It's about social engineering. So they went and said,
we want
marriage applied to this.
Yep.
The people of the state of California said no. No federal jurisdiction can come in because, remember, it was the people of the United States and in the states that created the Constitution, which created the federal government. But now you have the dog wagging the dog wagging the tail.
Yep.
But now you have the tail wagging the dog.
Yep.
You have the federal government coming in and saying, well, we realize that our authority comes from you in the state, and you in the state decided this for your state. But since you created us, and now we're, who's the big guy that walks around like a monster? I can see him.
Frankenstein.
Yeah. You created the Frankenstein of the federal government, and now we're more powerful than you, as they would have people think.
That's right.
So we're going to come and tell you what you can do now. And no, you can't do this in your state, though you're the one who gave us the authority to create a federal government and even to be able to sit on the bench. So the
sounds to me like the judges are legislating from the bench.
Which is exactly what
they're
doing.
And they're not doing this like overnight. They're doing this incrementally.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And have been. So now you have a hot moral issue where they supposedly get, 3% or 2% or 1% of the country to write a bunch of emails. But you have activist judges. And then you have people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And this proves the point. She goes over to Cairo, Egypt and says...
hold up. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different topic.
Yes.
Okay, well, these judges obviously don't care about our Constitution. That's why she's over there talking about it. You take a judge on the Federal Court of Appeals that doesn't care about the Constitution, he's not going to give to the states their rights. He's going to take the power that was given to him and work it against the people. So that's what you have right now. This term should be properly read. The United States are going to war. We are United States that come together. It's not a federal system that controls the states. It's the states that controls the federal system. So you're going to see this go to the Supreme Court now.
Well, and that's what they want at
length,
because they want to get it to Alina Kagan, who is a lesbian herself, who queerified Harvard, and they want to get it to her bench so they can say, you know what, it is unconstitutional.
And then the next question is, what if she says it's unconstitutional? Does that matter what she says?
People in America think the Supreme Court is the final say-so of whatever they say, as if it's written in stone.
That's right.
When in fact, that's untrue.
So did the Supreme Court give us our rights, or did our rights come from the people of each state determining what the Constitution should say?
We're going to come back with Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and we're going to continue us on this vein, on judges usurping their authority, acting as activists, and legislating from the bench. I didn't know that was their job.
Did anybody vote for them?
I don't think
no.
so. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We were just talking about what's going on in California with the homosexual marriage, folks. Can you believe it's even on the ticket? Can you even believe it's on a ballot for people to vote? Well, you know what? They put it there, and 7 million people said no to homosexual marriage in California. See, the homosexual communities don't understand the word no because those righteous throughout the land have to enforce the word no. You're dealing with a lawless people. You're seeing it again and again and again. They've been told no, folks, but they keep kicking back up against we the people because they want to rule through oppressive means. By the way, illegal means. And let me say it this way, too, so everybody can understand what I'm saying, to put it in the scope of power on the behalf of the 7 million people. When they said no to homosexual marriage, they were in agreement with the laws of our republic. They weren't at odds with who we are as a country, the way this supposed court that is saying it's unconstitutional. I'm absolutely humored by the ignorance involved with some of these judges. And I think it's important for the American people to realize that, listen, California, 1879, preamble, we the people of the state of California, grateful to the Almighty God for our freedom. They throw off God because why? Because they want to be God. So what happens when the courts begin to usurp the voice of we the people in accordance with the laws of our republic, our constitutional republic? How do we retaliate? Well, I know. Look at what happened back in Iowa a couple years back when they wanted to bring in homosexual marriage into Iowa. The three judges usurped the voice of the people. So what the people did is they voted them out the next election cycle. So now where are they at? See, that's the message that the people of this country have to send to this government, that you, in accordance with who we are as the people, when you violate our Constitution, we will legally deal with you until we have eradicated you civilly and lawfully. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do.
Which it goes back to, then, the federal system. What is the purpose of the federal system? To protect men's rights. If you can, as a state, create your own constitution, and the people speak. And just like Blackstone said, anytime municipal law comes in, it comes in, and it must not be suffered to contradict the laws of nature or the revealed law. There is no such thing as homosexual marriage. There never will be it.
It's
you can call it that if you want, but there never will be. So for them to come to the state, here's what's happening. They're saying to the state, look at all these people oppressing us, not giving us the right to have a marriage, and we love each other. No, what they're really saying is we want the right to oppress other people and make them buy what we're trying to sell. And that's called an illegal agenda.
They're not even asking you to buy it. They're saying accept it or else.
That's right.
That's what they're trying to do.
If you tell us no, see, the law doesn't matter to them. They won't debate you on the law. They don't even go to that. I've been to many of their parades and passed all tracks to them.
They don't even want judges debating, actually legislating this decision.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no legislation. When you start to talk about the what is your premise? Well, some of them will say the 14th Amendment. You know, the blacks were being denied rights, so we get denied rights. Not even in the same playbook here. If you come into a situation where you're not based and rooted on that law, which we have as a republic, which California has, hey, the Republic of California, right, before it was brought into the Union. If they have a republic based on laws and the people say, listen, these are our laws, this is what we agree to, no court can step in and overthrow the voice of the people.
Yeah.
It just can't do it. And if it does do it, it doesn't matter. It has no lawful authority. And then you get to the concept of what do you do with the judges now? Well, the Constitution tells us, and this is the error. Most people think judges serve a lifetime term.
Yeah.
You know, and I put this question out on the air a couple times before. People said, well, they're in there for a life. No, they're in there during good behavior.
No, wait a second. That's what you've been told, folks, that they're there for life. There's nothing you can do about what they do.
Yep.
Folks, this is America. This isn't communist Russia or China.
This is America by the people, the government by the people, and for the people. And going right back to the state where the people spoke what they spoke, federal agencies cannot come in and force the people of a state to govern themselves the way that the federal agency believes they should be governed. And going back to that lifetime appointment, can a judge serve for his entire life? Yes, so long as he's within good behavior.
That's right.
If he's outside of good behavior, doesn't get to serve, doesn't matter if it's a week. He could be out of there, just
well,
like that.
Well, outside of that, then what the people are submitting themselves to is the fact that that judge is saying that he's above the law and
that's
you're
right.
Okay with it by allowing him to stay there and causing him or allowing him to continuously poison our laws
and our
system.
You know, a good analogy of this is legislators whom we elect, they have certain terms. And there's a reason they have terms, because they know they got to come back and campaign before the people. If they're screwing off up on Capitol Hill or at their state capitol, the people are going to hold them accountable, not vote them in. Judges, however, are not voted in. Supreme Court justices are not. They are appointed. And the reason that they were appointed was because they were only to be accountable before God, not the people. They weren't supposed to politic and things like that. So now what you have is a judge. His job is to take what the legislature gives him and apply that law. So it's as easy as this. A referee in a basketball game does not midway through the basketball game create new laws.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the authority. That's not why he was hired. If a referee did that, both teams would fire him and the fans would have him out of there. That's what the judges are doing. They're taking the laws that have been given to them by the legislature or the people in the state, and they're saying, yeah, you know, thanks for your advice, but I don't need your advice.
Yep.
I've got my own opinion and my rule. And I've got my puppet master.
I'm safe up here.
That's right.
That's
and
what they're
saying.
What
are you going to do to me?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what we can do. Impeachment is not a remedy for private wrongs. It's a method of removing someone who continued presence in office would cause grave danger to the nation.
That's right.
Anything, folks, listen clearly, anything contrary to the Constitution of the United States is null and void.
From the Supreme Court, actually.
That's what they said. Null and void. And you know what? That's a good judge that can admit that.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't sound like he's afraid of the consequence for doing his job.
That's right. You know, and a lot of this shifted with FDR and people that wanted to use government to do things for people. Up until that point, presidents, legislators were defensive. They were vetoing things. Judges would have things come across their table and they would uphold what the legislature was saying. Now what judges are used to do, they were to protect the states. That's what their purpose was to do. Now they're being used against the states.
That's right. That's right.
And so if a referee...
To bring them into bondage.
That's right.
Yes.
And to keep them... And this is the biggest part, going back to my question originally. The United States is going to war. The United States are going to war. We've forgotten what we were. What we are is a loosely confederated group of states that have formed a union. Federalism just means shared powers. we get outside of that, and now we trust in a judge to tell us how we should act, think, or whatever as individuals or as states. We've gone beyond the Constitution. Listen, the Constitution works. It limits federal judges. When federal judges want to go outside of their jurisdiction, it gives you the right to impeach them and kick them out.
Let me say this, folks. Listen clearly. God gave the Ten Commandments to keep us out of bondage, right, not to put us into bondage. Mm-hmm. When a judge is not ruled by law, is he bringing our nation into liberty or is he bringing us into bondage?
That's right.
What are they doing, folks? Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. One of the things I thought about when you were just talking about that is what Benjamin Rush said. He said, controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate error.
That's right.
See, when a man can say, listen, we're to be ruled by law, in a position of authority, serving we the people, that man you can trust because he acknowledges his liberty is only there to do the right thing. Freedom was not given to us to do what we wanted to do, folks. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, and a judge only walks in the liberty that the law says he has.
That's right.
Because rights are not given to people that break the law.
Yeah, and it's not by opinion either. I mean, you bring up a great point. If a man will be ruled by law, high five. If a man will be ruled by law, now there is a platform, there's a common ground that everybody can resort back to. And let's just say, because man is not perfect, if a man screws up and his stick becomes deviated, well then the people come back and say, hey, according to this standard,
that's right,
that is the Constitution,
that's right,
this is wrong. The man either apologizes and gets it right, because again, he's not going to get everything right all the time, but that's why we're vigilant. And also, too, the government is by us anyways, not by him. But if he gets it wrong, he has the option to turn at that reproof and get back in the way, or you have your option to kick him out,
yeah,
and replace him. Listen, there's 300 plus million people in this country. There are plenty of people that understand how to legislate. They may not be practicing it right now, and it's a great system. It,
yeah,
really works.
How about little kids that know the difference between right and wrong?
Yeah.
They would be the best ones out of the mouth of babe and sucklings. Alexander Hamilton said, if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. We have what is written in a constitution, a bill of rights, to limit government from doing what they're doing unto us today.
That's right.
Do you understand the Bill of Rights, folks, was given to show the government what they can't do, what limits government, a limited form of government. These documents are here to show you what you can't do, not what you can do. But if the American people have become so dummied down that they don't know the difference between what the Constitution says, listen, the Constitution falls in line with what common sense says
really
in the
does.
Issues of right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It really is there. Now, for the sake of time, folks, I'm going to take we got a phone call in Tennessee. We'll take you right after this break. Just hang on with us, and we'll continue this conversation. It's great because Machiavelli, by the way, America, was destroyed for the lack of impeachments. And by the way, since the foundation of our country, we have had 14 federal judges impeached.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to come back to Andrew Johnson, mm-hmm, the vice president that was impeached for what violation, Jake? Mm-hmm.
Because he actually unconstitutionally appointed a member.
Just a nick and a narrow, a jot, mm-hmm, and a tittle of the Constitution. Folks, we'll be right back after this break, and we'll take this phone call.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, just a reminder, got caucuses in three states. Get out there and do your business, folks. Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado. Caucuses tonight, don't forget.
Don't complain about what you tolerate.
Absolutely not. Go ahead and throw that up there, Heather, for me real quick, if you would. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. He said, "Our judges are as honest as other men and not more so. They have, with others, the same passions for party, for power, and the privilege of their corps. And their power the more dangerous as they are in office for life and not responsible as the other functions are to the elective control." Wow. You got to really listen to that.
Yeah.
And I mean, you got to let those things just dissect them, just kind of digest it until it falls into the heart.
You have to, because wicked men will. When wicked men go for power, do you think they're going to try to grasp a congressman who has a 2-year in office and he could be thrown out by then? Or would you go for a judge who can be in there for life? Our enemy is constantly studying where to take away our liberties.
Yes.
They know the Constitution better. Even though Obama's a clown and he claims that he's a constitutional scholar, I believe in some respects he probably is, because he knows what he has to destroy. He's going after it from a different perspective. He goes after it to destroy it, not to uphold it.
The only thing he has to work on is the ignorance of the American
people. And that's
people.
All.
And
that's
what does the Bible say? That the enemy sows tares while men slept. Yeah. Slept in what sense? They failed to do their homework because they were too busy entertaining themselves.
That's right.
Walking the life of whatever they want.
That's when did the Christian church, when the Romans were persecuting them, and the church just kept erupting. It kept growing and expanding
through
the empire.
Yep.
So then they got clever and smart and said, well, let's do the gladiator arenas. Let's start to entertain the people.
Yeah.
And that's more effective to them than coming up with a gun to your head. They'd rather give you a football stadium and
that's
have Super Bowl and have Madonna go perform. And they know that you're glued there.
Yeah.
Well, all day, like we said, over the holiday even, over Thanksgiving and in Christmas, they're working tirelessly.
Yes.
They actually work twice as hard when you're taking the day off because they know they can accomplish more.
Oh, they loved last Sunday, didn't they?
Oh, they
did. Know, I could probably ask the average Joe what the Super Bowl score was, and probably 99% of them forgot the score.
Yeah.
And they don't care. On with the next...
I didn't even know it was in the Super Bowl tonight.
On with the next portion of my life to be entertained while I lose my country. It doesn't make any sense. We got Blue from Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Three quick points, and then I have a compliment for you. The first point is, during the 2008 election, when Prop 8 was on the ballot in California, as well as Barack Obama, it was the black vote that prevented Prop 8 from passing, because they went out in droves to vote for Obama. When they saw that on the agenda, they said no. So for the homosexual to hide behind the black agenda,
you're
not going to work.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. As a matter of fact, the black population was very angry due to the fact that they were being used to actually promulgate the illegalities of homosexual agenda, and it was the black church in California that stood up.
Amen.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. That they forget to talk about. In the state of Tennessee, Stacey Cantil, he is a state senator. He has written a bill. He's been working on this for several years trying to get this passed. And all the bill clearly states is that in grades K through 8, that only natural reproduction can be talked about in the schools. That's all that it says. But our newspaper, which is the Knoxville News Sentinel, flipped it, and they called the bill Don't Say Gay Bill. Well, from there, this has come into great debacle, and Stacey, defending his bill, actually went on a gay agenda, and he had to get the DC affiliate on FM radio 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, to bring up the point what the bill actually said, and it ended up being a battle over AIDS, and Stacey didn't bring it up. But because of that, we have county commissioners in our area trying to censor Stacey Cantil.
I can't
bringing this legislation.
Right. I guarantee you this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. I guarantee you that if someone is trying to censor what Stacey is doing, that they are criminal in the matter. I guarantee it. Just look behind these commissioners, dig in a little deep, and I believe that you're going to find out why they're trying to censor what Stacey's doing. I guarantee it.
You know, and oftentimes it's also those that are supposed conservatives, let's even say to the Republican Party, they're trying to get their fellow Republicans to just tone it down for the very reason that you're talking about. Because though they would say they're against that agenda, they're really for that agenda.
That's right.
They don't want any of their partners. And, you know, just let them be the bad guys. We'll say the good guys, but inside, we really like what they're doing.
That's right.
That's the only reason they would try to silence something like that.
That's right. But you know what we need to do is we need to get Stacey on the radio with us is what we need to do.
I can send you all his information. He's a very great guy. I mean, he is just a wonderful guy.
Well, let's do that, because if anybody's standing up for the family today, we need to get that voice heard, because that's what needs to be heard.
That's right.
The media is on purpose trying to stifle anybody that agrees with the family, but I rest assured of this, be rest assured, that people are sick and tired of what the homosexual agenda and these propagandists and these promulgators are doing, because people are tired of their oppressive measures and what they're trying to force down the throat as they're aiming for your children in public schools. People are tired of it, and there's going to be a backlash, you can rest assured. People are at ground zero with this homosexual agenda.
Amen.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I wanted to give a comment in regards to the judges. It made national news, but it's been a while. It was the Chris Newsom case. And they're a white couple. They were abducted from their apartment. They were outside kissing each other goodbye. And they were abducted by three black men. And they held Stacey down, raped her repeatedly to the point that they killed her by raping her with a table leg. They burned Chris Newsom in a trash can. They went to court. The parents had to suffer through all of this. While they're in court, the judge told the parents that they could not weep when they looked at the photos of their daughter.
Huh.
This judge, his name is Judge Baumgartner, during the cases belongs to everybody, quote, unquote. He was on OxyContin the entire time. He was stoned out of his mind. He was having relations with people in chambers in between sitting through the cases, in between the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that they threw out the cases, even though these people were convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not allowed in our city to call this a hate crime.
Yeah, well, you know what? That was the first thing. We got to be careful of the hate crime because then we're falling into line. Listen, all crime is hate.
That's right.
There's not like a special license to be called a hate crime because we did this to a certain race of people. No, all bloods are one nation. I mean, one nation, and it's all blood is one nation. We're all of the same God, so on and so forth. So we got to be careful of the hate crime voicing that concern of what's going on in our country because it's just getting out of hand because people want a special license to say, look what they did to me, and now I got a license to go after them because that was a hate crime. All crime is hate.
And that's it. What it does is develop special privileges again because now you have a class of people that can be targeted for a hate crime. Therefore, they need more privileges and more protection than the average Joe needs because, you know, average Joe isn't ever a product of a hate crime, so we don't need to worry about him. This is all part of the legislative process and how they try to push things down upon us because they want policy rather than law, and that law can stand on its own, and all crime is hate. Exactly.
You know what's interesting about that whole thing? I'm surprised that there's not national outrage going on with this case because it just came to my attention when you just brought it to me. I mean, how big is this case as the today? I mean, how big is this case still? Is it still a big deal, or has it been swept under the rug?
Yeah, because all three of them have to be re-prosecuted.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they'll get the death sentence, yeah?
Oh, no. They won't, because you can't increase the punishment. You can only decrease the punishment.
Oh.
So they will actually, there's a possibility that they can actually get off.
Well, you know what? You just told the nation what happened here. And I think the more people know about what's going on, that those things won't happen. Because if it's a crime it's that heinous, you can up the ante on these crimes as well. So don't be too sure that justice won't be done here, because it will. Now, for the sake of time, I got to kick this off. But hold on a second. Heather wants to talk to you really quick and get that information over to her concerning Stacy, if you would. I wanted to talk about Ginsburg really quick, because what she did, folks, is Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who sits on the Supreme Court, she took a trip to Egypt when she raised eyebrows after saying during a television interview that she would not look to the United States Constitution as a blueprint for crafting the nation's new constitution.
So what does that mean?
It means what everybody's been saying, but nobody will say it for some reason, that these are new world order judges. They're international judges, just like Sotomayor, just like Alina Kagan, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as we're seeing here. Folks, they don't agree with who we are as a people, yet they're sitting on a Supreme Court judge bench
saying what's constitutional and what's not.
Folks. And you're going to just, say, that's all right, just go ahead and do that. Yeah. We'll submit to whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty crazy stuff. Now, when I come back after this break, what I want to do is I want to show you that this is happening all across the boards. It's happening within the administration that's currently residing there. And I want to show you the price that was paid for that Constitution. And after I show you the price that's been paid for that Constitution, I want to ask the question on the other side of the information that I'm about to give you. Are you okay with what they're doing? Are you okay with what they're doing? And again, let me say this. To sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards of men. And the most dangerous thing that America can do, or any country can do, when a government becomes corrupt, is to remain silent. Because silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold you guiltless. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is acting, folks. And don't forget that your inaction is allowing tyranny to reign. And like Edmund Burke rightly said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. If you're a good man, tell me something. Why is evil prevailing on your watch?
Right.
It shouldn't be. You got Bradley and Jake, and I'm going to come right back and show you the price of your country's freedom.
The
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
As we're pondering...
Much.
Inaction towards evil is to say to that evil, it's okay what you're doing to us. And I say to the American people, if you won't throw the chains of the Constitution on our elected officials who are corrupt, then rest assured that the corrupt will throw the chains of bondage on you.
That's right.
And that's exactly what's
happening. Somebody's going to wear chains.
Totally. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson declared, speaking of judges, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters, those that decide the differences, of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us, the American people, under the despotism of an oligarchy where few rule over many. And remember, they're using the media to belittle voices that speak out against, when in fact the majority are against what the media is saying. Mm-hmm. Just ask Newt Gingrich.
That's right.
Thomas Jefferson goes on, the Constitution has erected no such single tribunal.
That's right.
It's not true, folks. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling you. Now, I did want to say about Newt Gingrich, now that you brought that up, in thought, you're nodding.
You were thinking
it. You're giving me the nod on that. Isn't it interesting that he's being chastised from the media for calling out the media? Now, let me ask you something. Why is the media drowning out Newt Gingrich? Uh-huh. Okay? Why? Because they're chastising him for correcting them.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he skyrocket in South Carolina? Why? Because he rebuked the media for their lying methods.
Boy, did he ever.
Are you listening to that?
Yes.
People in America love that leadership when he spoke out against the corruption in media, and the media is trying to get back at him now. Mm-hmm. That's why they're trying to ground him out or demonize him.
Shows what they're about, doesn't it?
Totally. Now, I want everybody to understand this, and speaking of the corrupt judges in our country, did you know that in World War I that there was 116,506 men and women that bled the battlefield red with their blood to ratify the Constitution of the United States? Did you know that World War II, they said that there wasn't a family in our country that didn't feel loss? 405,399 men and women bled the battlefield red to ratify the Constitution of the United States. They died to redeem us, to give us something called freedom. What are we doing on their sacrifice? What are we doing with the blood that they sacrificed to give us the freedom that we have today, folks? Because as I've said, and I'll say it again, we have the right to correct the wrongs. We're still in liberty, folks, to right the wrongs throughout our country.
Amen.
Korea, 38,574 men and women died, fought, and bled the battlefields to ratify the Constitution. And I ask you the question, are you going to let corruption reign in this country when your cousins, uncles, aunts, maybe your dads, your moms, some distant relative fought to give you the freedom that you have? It's not your job to honor those in office that are disrespecting the price paid to put them in the position that they now have. You're disrespecting the veterans that paid the ultimate price when you allow corruption to reign, folks. Vietnam, 58,209 men and women bled the battlefield red to ratify the Constitution. What are you doing with what they gave you, folks? My cousin got killed there. Iraq and Afghanistan, over 7,000 women and men. I'm sorry. I'm getting to the point where I can start calling them young men or boys.
Knock it off.
Bled the battlefield red to ratify the Constitution. Why are we talking about corruption? And I believe her name was Blue from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Just called. She gave more, and I don't say this to condemn you, young lady. I just say, why did you give more power to corruption than you did to justice? Why are you more in agreement by saying the judges, oh, no, they won't do that. It's to lighten the sentence. Well, wait a second. That depends on how much we do as to what's going on around those cases to make sure that people are aware of what's going on.
It's our government.
Folks, they don't just do what they want to do without consequence from we the people. This is our country. Why do we have caucuses today in three states?
Yep.
Why are we in a position to vote in another president right now, folks? Oh, as most of the American people sit back and say, well, Obama did this and he did that and he did that. Well, let me ask you something, America. Who let him do that? He's accountable to the Constitution, too. That's but right. You and your foolishness are so dummy down to think that he can just do whatever he wants to. And he laughs at you as he does it. Because of all our conservative leaders that are hand in glove because they want to be a bunch of diplomats.
Mm-hmm.
Because they might get, well, the media might come after me.
Might
so what? When the media demonizes people, for the most part, the righteous know why they're being demonized. For God's sakes, folks, we're talking about family members that have bled the battlefield red with their blood to ratify the Constitution that we have, and we talk about the problems that we're allowing in our country. That spells out cowardice to me. That spells out un-American, unpatriotic, unchristian attitudes and principles that people say they have. There's nothing worse than when somebody says there's something and they don't, and you don't see the fruit of that tree at all. They're hypocrites. They're pretenders. Don't be found in that lot, folks, as a pretender. If you're complaining, it's a good thing that you're complaining, but right the wrongs because you've got the power to do it. And I don't care what the minority says, and I don't care what the press says when they say, well, you know what, we'll just go down there and demonize him because he's talking out against unlawful matters. So what? Folks, let me tell you what that spells out and defines. Leadership. Leadership. Wow. Where are we at today, folks? I cannot stand when I get around people and they give more praise to corruption and the problems that are taking place in their country. That's fine. Call them out. But correct the problem. Remove them lawfully. because we have such a system in our country. America is fed up with what they see in this country. America is fed up with the corruption of what we see in this country. They want to right the wrong, so let's come together and do it. Because again, 99% of the people that I have conversations with on the street, to the common man, they're in total agreement that this is baloney. This is illegal. This is corruption. And don't give strength to corruption by allowing them to get away with it. It's really that simple.
That's the only strength they have.
What kind of a legacy are you going to leave to your kids? Oh, we just, you know, we had 545 of them. They were corrupt, man, in special interest groups. They overthrew us, all 303 million of us. Mm-hmm. Do the math. Do the math, folks. The victory is yours. Amen? And when I sit here and I read the sacrifice of the boys, they're not complaining. They're over there fighting. They're not debating, folks. They're fighting. And we're over here debating unconstitutional issues. Well, they're dying to magnify the one constitution that we have. That's hypocritical on our part to allow these things to reign. And it's not the country that I grew up in. And I'm not an old man, neither. I can go back to the early 60s, although I wasn't born yet, to see what the problem is. We lowered God's law. We took the stop signs out and said we want to do it our way. And who did it? 97% of the American people went unheard when they allowed an oligarchy and an illegal act to be committed by the Supreme Court against the American people to say, oh, we don't need those anymore. Well, then if that's the case, let's take down your stop signs, too, through policy. Your unconstitutional, illegal garbage. You have thousands and thousands of policies being thrown on you on a daily basis. And why? Because you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments and hold them that serve you accountable. I was just telling my wife the other day, I said, when I seen Pelosi, she is an evil, corrupt, wicked lady. And she laughs in the face of what she does to the American people. Yep. Reed, he is an evil, wicked, corrupt individual. Obama, he's the leader of the pack.
That's right.
As the great ventriloquist. Him and Jay Carney, the two clowns in the circus. Only doing those things. I'm serious. It's ridiculous. I just can't believe it. And I think about, what are we leaving our kids?
Look at the back end of what you're saying. Is the only power that they have to do what they're doing, as debased as they are, you can see them for what they are face value as people. The Carneys, the Obamas, the Reeds,
bestiality,
the Pelosi.
Homosexuality, it's homosexual marriage. And America is saying no to it, but they're allowing them through their inaction while they're hanging out at the Super Bowl or watching football on Sundays while their country's being violated to no end.
I mean, do you think wicked men will... hold on, guys. We got to hold on. Super Bowl is... weekend, we can't do any wickedness.
No.
It's all about priorities. That's
no, they
exactly
say there's an open window. Let's corrupt this. Let's go buy off that judge. Let's go buy off this politician.
Yep.
And the fact of the matter is this is what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, and not acting about.
I love my country, and I say God bless America, and I have hope, and I believe that we can have it back. But we have to stand up and honor what our veterans died for. And for us Christians, we have to stand up in the name of Jesus and do the stuff and obey his commandments, and let's see what he does. John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But I said, do all that you can do. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.